Good morning, everyone.
Hello, hello. Yes,
this is all working. Well, good morning. I am Marco, and who has never seen me before? I forgive you. Get out. No, I'm Marco, and I'm from Bedford, and I've been living in Bedford for 7 years. And before that, I was in the Netherlands because I'm Dutch. I'm originally Dutch, and I feel massively superior to all y'all. Terrible, isn't it? Now you can actually listen to me because you wouldn't until you had figured out where I'm from. And so it's such a privilege of being here. I brought a fantastic team as well. Manas run out, I think. But I've got Steve and Jill here, who are from Peterborough, and they're part of my team as well. And Steve and Philippa here in this corner as well. They are phenomenally gifted because the people that are on my team are generally world changers. So if you want anything more of the Holy Spirit, more of the Father's heart, more of your identity, go to them and say, can I ask this awkward question? Will you please pray for me and prophesy over me because I want what you've got? I totally believe in impartation. Impartation is getting in seed form what someone else has got in fruit form, and you can start growing that in your relationship with God. So take whatever you can today. I moved 7 years ago, and I came to the UK because of a flyer that someone gave me. And a flyer was from a friend of mine, a Dutch friend of mine, who had spent a year in the UK, not in Bedford, but somewhere else, during a gap year. And he got this flyer, and on the flyer it said, training for supernatural ministry. Heal the sick, see the oppressed set free, and see the kingdom go wherever you are. And I was like, if that is real, that's what I want to see. That's what I want to do. And I'd only recently joined a charismatic evangelical church in the Netherlands. I grew up Dutch Reformed, going to church 3 times a Sunday. It was fantastic. So I can quote you the catechism and all that. But I had never heard about the Holy Spirit. I was part of the Trinity, but not as part of giving the giver of gifts. And I went on this journey, and I came to the UK, and I came for the miracles. Yeah, I came for the miracles. I came to see healing happening. I came to learn how to hear God's voice. I came to see deliverance. I came to see all the exciting stuff of the kingdom. And what I got was culture and identity and intimacy. And really, I figured out that the gifts are really about the giver before they are about the gifts. Now, they go together. I'm not saying that that's secondary, but I learned, wow, this is about friendship with the Father, and that we actually can be home with God. Thank you. I haven't forgotten you. And I realized, wow, my life just completely got transformed. Absolutely transformed. Now, I did hear God's voice, and I did see the healing, the sick get healed, and I did see all the things that I was longing for. But more than that, I got absolutely transformed because I thought that God was a God that was far away and distant, and he had to rescue me because I was such a mess. And obviously he had to rescue me, but I figured out he wanted to rescue me. He wanted to rescue me, and that changed my life. So today in the 3 sessions, I'll tell you a little bit what we're going to do. The first session today, I'm going to talk, before we're going to go practical, we're going to talk about friendship with God. Because I don't want to raise up a generation that can hear God's voice and prophesy if they don't know their sonship. If they don't know that they're a daughter of the king, a son of the king. Because then we just have orphans operating in a gift. And there's all kinds of wrongs to that. So we're going to talk about friendship with God and resting in the security that he is for us and not against us. So that's what we're going to do. Then the second session is we are going to go practical. And we're going to do a variety of exercises that we've found, and I've done over years and years and years, have found that helps us to hear God's voice and to prophesy over other people. And that's really exciting. I have a 100% success rate in getting people hearing God. I'm not saying that because I'm arrogant. I'm saying that because I am genuinely convinced that every Christian can hear God's voice. Absolutely convinced. And give me long enough with you, and I'll get you to hear God's voice. absolutely sure of it. I've never met anyone that I couldn't get there. So I just want to give you the confidence this is absolutely possible, no matter where your gifting is. If you have a gift of administration and business, you can hear God's voice. If you have a pastoral gift, you can hear God's voice. Actually, it's crucial. If you have prophetic gifting, obviously you can hear God's voice. Any kind of gift, if you have the gift of making fantastic coffee all day long, you can hear God's voice. One of the hospitality people at King's Arms, actually it was Steve and Jill, they came to the King's Arms for the first time. They got a coffee, and the coffee lady that makes coffee every Sunday with us, or every so often, at King's Arms, she started prophesying over them. And they taught me a while later. And I was like, that is the culture of the prophetic in a church. She's never up front. She is in her 60s or 70s. She's not particularly prophetically recognized. She's not a prophet or any sort. But what she did was, I'm a friend with God, so I'm going to extend that to everyone else. And it just becomes normal. Okay, so what I want to do is just, I want to spend 2 more minutes in God's presence, if that's okay. That's why I've got you still there. So would you mind just playing again? Can we stand for a moment longer? Is that okay? Just start playing if you want to. I've just got 1 or 2 prophetic words before I start. Are you kids still in the room? Are they here? Could you bring them up front? Is that all right? Thank you. Just start engaging with the Holy Spirit. Just so you know, in the kingdom, it works like this. When someone gets a prophetic blessing, we celebrate them as much as if it was our own word. Because that's what family does. Family doesn't always say, pick me, pick me. Family says, wow, God is on them. Fantastic. How can I encourage that? So I just feel, hello, how are you doing? So can you just come as a family? Just stand. And I think Amanda and Jill, can you join me? I just felt, we were just looking over at your kids while worship was going on. I just felt like prophetic grace all over your family. And what's your kid's name? Levi. Oh, fantastic. Kezia and Levi. What a name. Fantastic. So I just felt we're looking over at Levi, and Levi just knows all the lyrics of the songs. And he just sings along. And he's 2, 3 years old. 3 years old, and I just felt that God was saying that he's got actually such a father anointing on him. And that's funny to say about a kid, but I just feel that he's going to be a father in any room that he walks into, a spiritual man of stature that is going to bring a grace of the Father into a room full of acceptance. I feel that Levi has got a heart full of acceptance, and that he's going to bring, it's obvious that the worship leader is in him. It's in him. But I just feel that the Father is saying that he's going to be used to bring extraordinary grace to other people. He is a leader of leaders, and he's got a huge pastoral heart. So I just pray a blessing over you, Levi, in the name of Jesus. The Father loves you, Levi. Do you know it? Yeah, of course. Tell me something new. So I just bless your family right now in the name of Jesus. I've got a microphone.
What's your little girl's
name? Kezia.
Kezia. I just, apart from being very beautiful, I just feel that as I look at her, she's going to be someone that just brings in people on the edge, people that are hurting, people that they don't belong. Even in school, she's going to do that. She's going to notice those children that are just left out, and she's got such a kind heart that she's going to just, and it's not going to be difficult for her because it's just going to be who she is, and she's just going to draw in those people. Yeah.
And the Lord also highlighted these children to me when I walked in. She was wearing a little princess dress, and they were sitting on the front row, and I felt the Lord speak a prophetic word for you, to be that he loves childlikeness and their lack of self-consciousness. It's like, yes, I'm a princess. Yes, I sit on the front row and I sing all the songs. And I just feel like the Lord just wants to restore to us a childlikeness. It's like, yeah, we are sons and daughters. We are not slaves to fear. We sit on the front row. We wear our party clothes every day and we're not ashamed. We believe in miracles. We believe in our Jesus and we believe in revival and just childlikeness.
So, yeah, I just feel, Dennis, over you as well. I just felt that there was a sense of confidence in God around you. And I just feel that like you've limited yourself to some particular gifts, but I just need you to recognize that God is using you as a general leader in the room. And I don't know what you're doing or anything else, but I just feel like even when you came and chatted to me, suddenly the grace of God just was clearing with you.
Yeah.
And I just want to say any limitations of you off in the name of Jesus. Right, any limitations off right now, any false humility actually off in the name of Jesus, because I think there is a sense about you, Dennis, that needs to speak more. So I unlock your voice in the name of Jesus. Unlock your voice. I just release the power of God over you right now, right now, right now in the name of Jesus. There is an extraordinary favor over your family, and now we just command a blessing in the name of Jesus. Right, thank you. One more, just stay standing. One more, the gentleman with a grey top on. Yes, that's you, yeah. I just felt like, again, I saw the story of grace is extraordinary in your life. And I feel like you need to share your story more. And I saw a funny thing. I saw you building a stage, like physically building a stage, and then standing on it and preach. And there is somehow a connection in your life where you are very practically minded, where you build something just practically. I don't know if that's what you do as a job, but I just build something practically. But then I feel that God is saying, now go and stand on it. Because you're not only about building for other people, you're about building for what God has got for yourself. And I feel like you're saying almost like, my grace story is not finished yet, so I'm not sure what I should say. I don't have the right to say anything yet. But I just feel that God is saying, start talking about what God has done already. Start talking about what God has done already. We're not going to pretend that the story is over, but I just feel that there is a grace inside of you, a grace inside of you that should be told to the world. And I just see lots of young men coming around you from all kinds of broken families. And you're like, okay, my own family sometimes doesn't even talk to me. What about other people? Why should people listen to me? You're worth listening to. You're worth listening to because God is releasing the word of God in your life. And through your life, because you are going to see freedom happening through you and inside of you more and more. I say freedom over you. Just receive from Father right now. Holy Spirit is all over you. I say power of God, come right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you so much for this man. Thank you that he is a son of God. A son of God, and he's got the Holy Spirit inside of him. So right now, I partner with you, Jesus. I recognize the favor on this man. And I say, be released in the name of Jesus to be who you really are. Right now, be released to be who you really are. Any limitations, off in the name of Jesus. I say addictions, off in the name of Jesus. Any last lingering lies of the enemy, off in the name of Jesus. Any spiritual oppression, off in the name of Jesus. Because freedom is your portion. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So I recognize the Spirit of God right in you and over you and around you. And He is for you and not against you. He is completely and utterly forgiven you. So I release God's grace over you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Okay, let's just quickly engage with the Holy Spirit. Because this is all about Daddy loving us. This whole day, the rising tide is all about us growing in the knowledge of God and then seeing that extended everywhere else. So just I say, Holy Spirit, come. Minister to every people's heart here in the name of Jesus. And I just want to give you permission to enjoy Him. I'm going to give you permission to enjoy the Father. He's not here to tell you off today. He's here to remind you of who you really are. And that is a significant person in the kingdom of God. So right now, I speak grace upon grace on this family. Whether you are from Durham or from anywhere around, in the name of Jesus, right now, in the name of Jesus. Where's the group from Newcastle? Just wave at me. Right now, just receive. Right now, I feel limitations are coming off in the name of Jesus. And a fresh season is coming towards you right now in the name of Jesus. And it's going to be from a different foundation, a different foundation, a different foundation. And you've been scared about going into the same things again. But I say, any fear off in the name of Jesus. This is not about being significant. This is about releasing the love of the Father. So I release the Father heart message over you in the name of Jesus. I just feel that that's going to be important for your next season in the prophetic. You're not just here to get more accurate words. You're here to build on the foundation of identity. That's what you've been hungry for all along. So I just receive right now just a wave of the Spirit over you in the name of Jesus. Right now. Joy is your portion and joy will your mark be your mark of what God is doing. So right now, Nathan, I speak freedom over you in the name of Jesus. Right now, it's not only about the gift, it's about the giver. And your heart is all along be to reveal the heart of the Father. And that's what he's going to do in the next season with you, Nathan. Right now, in the next season, it's all about the revelation of how good God is towards you. So you can extend that to others. So bless you in the name of Jesus.
For the Newcastle people, I had a picture of a water balloon, and I believe that God is going to suddenly burst out with the Holy Spirit on you, on the church, and there's going to just be a suddenly moment, like a burst of a water balloon. It's going to come just by surprise.
It's Adam, isn't it? I had a bit of a drive last night up here, and it was about 4 hours long. And all the time, God was speaking about you and your wife. And I don't know your name, Hannah. And I shared the word with you, Adam. And I kept asking the Father, I want a word for his wife, because I knew it was a couple. And every time I asked the Father what he wanted to say, this is what I got. He started laughing. He says, she's amazing. She's amazing. And I kept asking the Father, I want a word. I want something impressive. And he said, no, there is no more impressive. I'm amazed with you. You are amazing. And there was a joy that came into my car, his spirit, just full of joy over you. He's amazed with you. And he's so pleased that he made you just the way you are. And it isn't because of things that you do. It's because of what he's put inside you. You reflect him so beautifully. And he's amazed with you. And I felt him say, you have this thought that you're going to spend eternity worshiping God, telling him how much he loves you. He's going to spend eternity telling you how much he delights in you. He's going to spend eternity pouring out his love over you because you're amazing. You're amazing. You're amazing.
Okay. I'm just going to pray for you. I'm going to pray for you. Whoa, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Thank you. Come. Whoa. More for them.
Yeah.
More. Full Holy Spirit. Show.
Right.
Kiara ba 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 ba. God, shuda da 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 di kia ba 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 ra. Huda ra ba 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 ra ba kia ba 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 ba. Whoa, go, go, go. Father God, I just pray for them a breakthrough in anything that has held them back. I pray, I declare over you now, breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Oh, shuda di ra ba ki ka 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 ra ba 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 ba. Wudu du du ra ba 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 ba. I declare breakthrough in circumstances. I declare a breakthrough in anything, in depression, in anxiety, in any mental health. I declare breakthrough over you now in Jesus' name. I declare freedom. I declare freedom now in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit. Whoa, more for them. More, God. I did declare new season, a new season for you, new season in Jesus. A new season. He has good things for you. He has good things for you individually and as a couple. Oh, yeah. Shudarabagagi. He's just going to use your marriage. I feel he's going to use your marriage together. That there's just a real special love there. And he's going to use that for other couples. Whoa. And I just feel you're going to minister to other couples.
Come on.
Yeah, sure. And I feel God saying to you, nothing you've been through is wasted. Nothing. Yeah. Everything, nothing is going to be wasted. And it's like he's going to turn it around. And I feel that he's saying where the enemy has meant stuff for harm, that he is going to turn it round for great good.
Yes.
Great good. Yeah, yeah, he's going to do that. So do that, Lord. I just declare, I pray, God, make up for the years the locusts have eaten. Come,
yes.
Holy Spirit, more for them. Amen. Fill them up more.
I just feel that God wants to shift something. It hasn't quite happened yet. So right now, for both of you. So right now, just keep receiving. Receiving. Right now, in the name of Jesus, just let's pray for this couple. I feel the Holy Spirit's on you. They're shifting something right now in the name of Jesus. Is it Alan or Adam?
Adam.
Adam, right now, in the name of Jesus, I just speak freedom, liberty. Right now, in the name of Jesus, liberty. Any heaviness, off. Right now. Wipe it off him, Steve. Wipe it off him. Right now, in the name of Jesus, off, in the name of Jesus. Freedom right now, in the name of Jesus. Ha ha, thank you, ha ha. Come on, right now, in the name of Jesus. I say shift right now, in the name of Jesus. The Father is so pleased with you. The Father is so pleased with you. I say any brokenness, don't be scared of it, because God is an amazing physician. He is an amazing physician. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak healing to your souls, healing to your bodies, in the name of Jesus. Right now, I speak alignment right now. Alignment in the name of Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. He's doing something significant in both of you. Both of you. Right now. Just say to him, I receive it, Dad. I receive it. Everything that you've got right now. Anything that is holding me back, I reject it. And I receive your Holy Spirit right now, more and more. In the name of Jesus, freedom. Let's thank Jesus. Thank you. We're done. Okay. Feel free to find a seat. When I first came to the UK, people always said, feel free to grab a seat. And I was like, that's just such a weird phrase. Why would I grab a seat? I want to sit on it, not grab on. What am I going to do with it? But it's one of those things. I learned a lot since then. Wow. That was fun already, isn't it? I thought, let's start with the ministry time. And then we can do some teaching. And then we'll do more ministry time. It's great. So that school that I talked to you about, the training for supernatural ministry, I've now, 7 years later, got actually the privilege of leading that school. And we have about 85 students this year, and we meet every week. And God is doing phenomenal things in both King's Arms and at our school. And we see just people's lives changed again and again and again. And for me, that's what I do it for. That's why I'm here. And that's not because I like standing up front here so much, because I genuinely feel that my calling is to see other people succeed in God. And when that happens, I'm like, wow, that's amazing. And actually, we just had a story coming in yesterday. I'm just going to read it to you. It's just relevant to what I'm going to talk to you about. And the story is basically we met on Thursday, and one of our leaders, PJ, he was teaching, and he was explaining he's asking everyone to share with each other what they liked about themselves or what they loved about themselves. And he had gone on a journey himself to do that. And there's one lady that really struggled, and she messaged this the next day to Philippa. She said this: I just wanted to share about an unexpected revelation and breakthrough last night. PJ asked us to share what we love about ourselves. I could not do it. All I could do was identify strengths and gifts, but I could not connect with them to loving myself. I cried and prayed in tongues all journey home as I realized I didn't love myself. Been rejecting myself and actually offending God by this attitude and limiting His love getting through to me. God is so kind, gentle, and skilled in bringing healing in His perfect timing. I'm so grateful and amazed. This morning, I've been processing and I've written out 2 pages of things I love about myself. Absolutely amazing. You know, we have story after story. We had about 4 stories coming in for similar things like that just this week, of just God breaking into people's hearts. And I'm just so passionate about not only doing the stuff for God without missing His heart. Without missing His heart. Because again, through the whole story of Scripture, He is again and again saying, it's not about performance. I don't require your sacrifices. I require your heart. Sacrifices are good. Pushing in for things are good. Wanting to see more of the kingdom. Obviously, we're hungry for that. But the foundation has to be being satisfied in grace. If we're hungry without being satisfied in grace, we become strivers. And strivers get burned out and full of anxiety and eventually depressed. This is my own story. I've been struggling with depression for years and years. The psychotherapist said this to me: Marco, you need to realize you've got the worst depression there is. He wanted to be encouraging, I think. The reality is, the reason, some of you are thinking, what a rubbish psychotherapist. Actually, the reality, the reason he said it to me, because I was in complete and utter denial. There was obviously context to that phrase, because he said, Marco, you need to realize depression is not part of you. It's not your personality. And he helped me through realizing that I could live without it. And I had an encounter with God in a meeting like this that someone prophesied over me. And someone prophesied, prophetic guy prophesied over me. And he said, Marco, seeing all the dark stuff, the depression, God is doing something in you that is as pure gold. And I had an encounter with God. About a couple hours later, I came out of the encounter. The whole room was empty. Conference was over. And I didn't realize it in that moment. But weeks later, I realized nothing of my depression was left. It was all gone. Because no one had ever spoken the life of God over me while recognizing what wasn't right. Not brushing over anything that had happened in my past, but seeing it, and still God is saying, I'm doing something beautiful. And since then, it's been my mission to say the same thing to every single person in every single room that I'm in, saying, God is doing something in you that is as pure gold. Because He loves you. He is so for you. He is not against you. And Scripture says that again and again and again. So what we're going to do is talk about Christ making a home with us. So I'm just going to talk you through the story of Scripture a little bit. Because we can say something that most of us are in a charismatic church. And most of us, we say, God lives inside of us. God has made a home with us. And we're like, yeah, we know that stuff. You know, it's great. Thank you, Jesus. But we don't realize how important something like that was for the Jews, for the Israelites. It was an absolutely massive statement that Jesus said, I'm not going to leave you as orphans. I'm going to make a home with you. That was absolutely radical. It was ridiculous, really, that He said that. Because Israelites had lived without a home for hundreds of years, without God being among them. See, it started, obviously, we know, in the Garden of Eden. Now you need to realize the word Eden means pleasure. We were meant for pleasure. We were meant to be together in the presence of God, walking in the cool of the day. That was the whole purpose, that we would enjoy paradise, that we would enjoy our communion with God. Now we all know that that went wrong. They got kicked out of the garden, which was actually an act of grace, not judgment. The reason it was an act of grace was if they would have stayed in the garden, they would have stayed alive in their sinful